Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest is one of the hottest rookies in NASCAR. He's second in the NASCAR Cup Series rookie standings. He's had two top tens in his rookie season, Darlington and Talladega. And right now, running real well. They go to Indy Motor Speedway coming up on Sunday for the 4th of July weekend. Joining us here on the show, a young man that has roots in NASCAR, John Hunter Nemechek. John, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning to you. I'm doing well. How about you yourself?
Doing great, buddy. I appreciate the time this morning and last week at a Pocono. It was a wild one. It was supposed to be a doubleheader. Of course, no fans in attendance this summer right now. And so things got kind of off sideways with what was expected for Pocono. But at the same time, Pocono's always wild and there's always storms. There's always weather. Same thing happened this year. What was it like trying to navigate, especially on Sunday, trying to get in the race before the lights had to be used and before darkness set in?
Sadly, Pocono doesn't have any lights, so I don't know what the plan may have been, but overall, I think every race this year we've had some sort of lightning or rain delay, which definitely stinks, but it's part of it at this point. It's just the new normal, so it was really fun to be able to try and get that race in. I know all of us drivers and team members and everyone back home, everyone was looking at the radar, seeing if we're going to try and get it in, and it didn't look too promising, but I'm glad I'm not a meteorologist, because if you would have asked me, we probably wouldn't have gotten the race in, but we somehow did. Mother Nature stuck with us and by our side and allowed us to get it in.
Yeah, you finished 24th on Saturday and then 19th in Sunday's race, and it was a race against time Sunday afternoon because of the delay. And so it was, can you get the final laps in? And then you guys had lights on the track afterwards for the post-race interviews, things like that. But during the final couple laps, it got real tense there. What were you thinking as you're behind the wheel in the final laps and you can see dusk and sunset setting in Pennsylvania?
One of the questions I asked on the radio from a strategy standpoint was, are they going to shorten this race due to not having lights at the racetrack for us to race? And with the sun going down and dust setting in, it started to get pretty dark. So it wasn't the exact way that I feel NASCAR wanted to be able to run the race, but overall we were able to get every lap in and every lap complete. And as a driver, that's really what you want. You don't want to have to play a certain strategy of not knowing if they're going to call the race or not. Once the weather had kind of cleared out, we were full bore on trying to make it to the end and playing fuel strategy, and it just shakes a lot of things up. But it definitely did get tense there in the final few laps. I know we were all racing each other really, really hard for a few different positions there. And, we were able to come home 19th, which was a solid run for us. We improved from Saturday to Sunday, so really that's all you can ask for in a doubleheader weekend.
John Hunter Nemechek joins us here on the show, one of the best rookies in NASCAR. So for you, you competed the end of last year, but this year your first full season in NASCAR. How has it been to try to adjust to a full circuit at NASCAR's top level, but also doing it when you had a break in the action during pandemic, having to take a couple of weeks off, and now having to adjust where you don't have the same garage time as you normally would?
Yeah, it's definitely difficult for myself and our team, and I feel like everyone as a driver, especially a rookie coming into the top series this year and trying to run all the races and going to all these new racetracks that I've never been to in a cup car. So it's a whole new experience for us going to the racetrack and something that we have to learn on the fly and be able to adapt really fast. And we've been able to do well. The whole COVID pandemic was almost the length of our off season, I feel like. So trying to keep the whole communication aspect with a new team, with a new crew chief, engineers, kind of all personnel flowing and trying to keep that relationship growing through that time was very difficult when you're not able to go to the shop when everything's shut down. And we had just come off four or five races before the pandemic, and I felt like we were kind of making way with communication, and then everything stops, and then you have to kind of get revamped and try and create that relationship again and trying to continue that. And luckily for cell phones and everything else, we're able to still talk to each other quite a bit during those times and whatnot. So that definitely helps. But it was a curveball that's been thrown into the rookie year on top of what was already challenging.
Your dad, Joe, raced for years in NASCAR. And, you know, so many of us have these memories of competing against our dad and, say, pick up hoops or something like that in the backyard or something. But for you, you got to race against him, you know, at the highest level. What is it like to be at that level and to be able to take on and compete against your dad?
It's pretty amazing. My dad has kind of been everything to me. He's been a huge part of my career and made a lot of sacrifices to get me to where I am today and to give me shots to win in the truck series and just continue to push me as a driver and as a young man. And to be able to race against him is absolutely amazing. I feel like it's going, like you said, to play a game of pickup hoops or baseball in the backyard with your dad. But being able to race against him is a top series in NASCAR is absolutely amazing, and it's an amazing accomplishment and something that him and I definitely enjoyed. Every time we race against each other, we smile, and we don't let the other one forget who beat the other one, that's for sure. We have a little internal family rivalry. We're definitely very competitive with everything that we do, so it's a lot of fun. It definitely makes times where we're smiling, laughing, really just enjoying the times, and not even racing at the top series in NASCAR. We were able to race against each other in all three top series of NASCAR last year at Phoenix, all in one weekend. So that was a pretty amazing accomplishment as well.
John Hunter Nemechek joining us this morning here on the show. Drive the number 38 Ford in NASCAR this weekend. You guys head to Indy. Indianapolis is always a special weekend, 4th of July weekend, Great American Weekend. What's your expectations going into Indy Motor Speedway this weekend?
Not having expectations. I think the biggest thing for us going into Indy this weekend is to run all the laps, try and get the best finish that we can. And there's been some weeks where we've unloaded with speed, and I've been on my A game as a driver, and we've been able to make adjustments and get our car faster through the race. And there's other weekends where it's been more of a struggle for all of us, but we win and lose as a team, and I'm looking forward to going there and having a fast race car and seeing what we can do. The two of the three times now that I've been to Indy, we haven't had practice due to rain or qualifying due to rain, so it's a whole new ball game for me going there in a cup car and trying to learn. A lot of video and a lot of data being watched this week, and a lot of conversations being held with some other cup drivers, trying to learn the most that I can before we go, and just trying to be a sponge and soak up all the information.
A lot of eyes on Bubba Wallace, another young driver in NASCAR, not as young as you, but what's been your takeaways of what Bubba's had to go through and what NASCAR's had to go through the last couple of weeks with being in the spotlight, some controversy as well, but trying to move forward as a sport?
Yes. I feel like NASCAR as in a whole, I want to use the word family. We are one big family. In times of adversity and times where one driver may be struggling or may be dealing with something or may get hurt or in times of need, I feel like our NASCAR community, no matter if we like each other or not or have rivalries on the racetrack, we're always there for one another, and we always come together. And I think you see that time and time again. So at Talladega, we're one family. We all came together and put on a tremendous impact. And I definitely feel like if there's times like that, we are one giant family that comes together in times of need.
Yeah, I've been really impressed with how NASCAR and the drivers and the garages have handled all this the last couple of weeks. I think it's made the sport look really, really good. John Hunter Nemechek joining us this morning on the show. He's driving the number 38 car coming up this weekend, Sunday on July the 5th in Indy, 4 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. He's second in NASCAR's Cup Series rookie standings right now, currently ranks 22nd in NASCAR overall. Man, this was a lot of fun to catch up, John. I appreciate you doing it with us this morning. Good luck coming up this weekend in Indy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.